The young players are from all over the world, Africa, South America, Asia, the Middle East, with one thing in common, a love of football. The young athletes, ranging in age from 13 to 18, are spending 2 weeks together as part of the World Cup Sports Initiative, a partnership between the U.S. government and the major football organizations in the United States. David Tayala is with the U.S. Soccer Foundation.
It's a great way to kind of live up to the slogan of this year's World Cup, which the German organizers are calling a time to make friends, and that's the whole point about crossing boundaries and, you know, in this global community, in the world's game.
The young athletes spent a week in Washington, D.C., learning about football in the United States. Excelling on the field was a big part of the week's activities, but organizers hope the athletes will take an even more important message home with them: how success in sports can translate to success off the field. Sasha Surovsky coaches the University of Maryland's men's football team.
Our greatest glory is not even never falling, but rising every time we fall, because that's what sports teaches you, right? You get knocked down, you get up. You learn from your mistakes.
Surovsky stressed the importance of both athletics and academics in preparing for the rest of their lives and encouraged the players to pursue both. While very grown-up themes such as teamwork, cross-cultural understanding, and conflict resolution were addressed during the week, the trip was also about making new friends and having fun. Anna is from Uzbekistan.
I've met a lot of friends, and some of them are the best friends too.
Shamila is from Afghanistan.
I learned a lot of things in here, especially football skills, football or technique, especially we found different people, friends from different culture, different country.
I would think that the friends I made here, because I'm making a lot of new friends and also learning new things from them.
Jose lives in Bolivia and has one other memory he is looking forward to sharing with friends back home.
I would say that I enjoyed the most meeting the president, which was, I think, the most exciting experience I had.
For many of the teenagers, this is the first time they have been out of their country. Simon Norton of World Learning, a group that regularly works with young people on peace-building efforts, believes spending time together has been a powerful experience for the athletes.
There are so many benefits, from the cross-cultural understanding, for the chance for them to hang out, perhaps for the first time with somebody from a different country, certainly a different culture, a different religion, a different skin color.
And these varied experiences have had an impact on the group. Memory, a young player from Uganda, has been especially touched by the week's life lessons and offers this advice to other young athletes.
They should continue playing their soccer, playing their sports, because any sporting activity you do can take you anywhere.
And football will also take this group of young athletes to the World Cup to see a game in person. Jim Bertel, VOA News.